Good morning. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is here with us. Good morning, LeBron Street.
Yes, good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
LeBron, 32 degrees. Did you experience any icy spots on your way into the station this morning?
Thankfully, we didn't, Rob. Everything came on in nice and smooth, but still, you know, just be careful out there. The way I came doesn't mean it's like that all over the county, but just be mindful coming in this morning on your travels. Just take your time and drive slow.
Yeah, the same with me. I didn't have any trouble, but it could be some black ice. And with schools being on a two-hour delay, that's Person County Schools, Roxburgh Community Schools, and Piedmont Community College opening at 10 this morning, it'd still be a good idea for you to allow yourself a little bit of extra time to arrive at your destination safely. Ice this week. But bass fishing tournament this Saturday at Mayo Park, sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department. Tell us more, LeBron.
That is correct. As Rob stated, this is our first bass tournament for the year. We usually always start in February. And Rob, last year in February, we had to cancel it due to the bad ice storm. That ice storm that we had last year was it was this upcoming weekend when we lost power. But needless to say, this upcoming weekend is our first bass tournament of the year. It's supposed to be a pretty day out this weekend. Matter of fact, it's supposed to be pretty rest of the week, Rob. So we're looking forward to it. I already have several guys that's already signed up, and we still have time for you to sign up. Just simply give us a call at 597-7806 to sign up to get more information. It's a $75 entry fee and $10 for the big fish. To enter. But again, just give us a call. And if you can't make this tournament, that's fine. Understanding. I already had a guy, Rob, to sign up for our next. He can't make this tournament. However, he signed up already for next month's tournament in March. I believe it's going to be March the 12th. But every second Saturday, that's how we do it, Rob. And, you know, my crappy guys, we haven't forgot about you. We do have two crappy tournaments just already scheduled for the year. The first one is going to be on March the 26th. And the second one is going to be April the 16th. So we do, again, bass tournament this weekend, crappy tournament next month on March the 26th. Just give us a call at 597-7806 for more information or questions.
Also, if you're thinking about camping, whether spring, summer, or fall at Mayo Park, you need to go ahead and make your reservations because they book up fast. Now, LeBron, I know you've already got reservations for people camping, you know, a lot at Mayo this summer. But the best way to secure a spot is book early. Yes. Now, it may be some weekends that they're already booked up. 336-597-7806 is the phone number to Mayo Park, located 1013 Neil Store Road. If you would like to stop by in person and get your camping spot, they have RV hookups with water and electric. They have a dumping station available. They have primitive tent spots available for camping, and they also have cabins. Log on to www.personcountync.gov. For more information about Mayo Park, or call 336-597-7806. It's Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Playing in Person is a program that is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on with the Parks and Rec Department. Now, it's supposed to get a little bit warmer this week. If you have the opportunity to get out and enjoy one of the many parks that is maintained by the Parks and Rec Department within a 10 or 15 minute drive from anywhere in Roxburgh and Person County, you can be at one of them. Also, they have walking tracks at the parks. Some of them have playground equipment. If you want to go up and walk at Huck Sandsbury, you can. And they also have a nature trail at Mayo Park. With all this being said, the days are getting a little bit longer. So if you want to get out and exercise a little bit to relieve some stress, why not take a nice walk in the afternoon at one of the many parks that is maintained by the Parks and Rec Department. Now, LeBron, with that being said, you know, March will be here then, April, May. And so athletics are getting geared up and will be in high gear before you know it. Tell us more information, if you would.
That is correct, Rob. Athletics is getting geared up with baseball and softball season right around the corner. So if you're interested, if your kids are between the ages of 4 and 12, we are offering baseball and softball signups between ages 4 and 12. However, tomorrow, February 9th, is the last day to get registered for the upcoming season. The season doesn't start until March the 26th, but there's a lot that goes into it with getting the teams together, your practices, and just other little work kinks and whatnots we have to work out. But needless to say, baseball and softball signups are underway until tomorrow, so please get signed up for that, and that's for ages 4 through 12. You can simply go by the Hook Sansbury office to get signed up, or go online, or just any information that you may have about the upcoming season, just simply give us a call at 597-1755 for more information, more questions about upcoming baseball and softball season. Also, Rob, not only that, we do have the volleyball season for ages 6 through 17. The registration is going on now. So if you're interested in playing volleyball, we do have that going on also. The registration ends for that February 25th. So you have a couple more weeks to get registered for the upcoming volleyball season. Again, it's the same, just like registering for baseball and softball. Just simply give us a call or go by the main office or go online and do it. Also, Rob, we have adult men volleyball. The registration ends for that on February 28th. Like most of these right here, Rob, most of these sports, we need as many guys or many people, participants, as we can to sign up for, so we can fund it. And so we can, be able to do it during the season. It's going to be hard to do it, Rob, with just 20 people signed up. So tell a friend, if you and some of your buddies are interested in playing adult volleyball, give us a call. Get signed up before the 25th of the month. And as always, if you got questions, just give us a call at 597-17.
So playing in person Tuesday morning, LeBron Street is here. LeBron, always something fun going on with the Parks and Arts Department, Parks and Rec Department, I should say. But the Arts Council is kind of involved in that. And speaking of that, LeBron, if you don't mind, some things going to be taking place up at the Kirby. Their next show for the 21-22 Performing Arts Series will be on this.
Should be this weekend.
That's right. Friday, that's right. Saturday, and Sunday. Be a good way to celebrate Valentine's Day. And this play is directed by Ray Pierce. And the name of it is The Importance of Being Earnest. You can log on to KirbyTheater.com for more information. Stop by the Kirby Gallery to purchase tickets. The Kirby Gallery, located there at the Kirby in beautiful Uptown Roxboro, is open Tuesday through Friday, 1 to 5, Saturdays, 10 till 4. 336-597-1709. And then they'll have another play coming up February 25th, 26th, and 27th. And we'll tell you more about that in the upcoming weeks. But, what else you got you want to make mention of, LeBron?
Rob, you know, it's always something. It's a few more things. Excuse me. We do have group fitness that's going on. That's what it hasn't started yet, but it will be starting on February 28th. So you still got a couple weeks, you know, to get yourself together. Say, you know, a lot of people say, I'm going to start working out next week. Well, next week you're here. So we're going to give you to February 28th to start a new group fitness classes, and that's going to be February 28th through April the 6th, on Mondays and Wednesdays at 6 o'clock. So get signed up for it. It's a great class. It's taught by a great teacher. I've seen him in there before. It's very interactive in there, and it's also no judging. So if you're on a level 10, that's fine. If you're on level 1, that's fine. We all work together. Also, Rob, we do have the Couch to 5K program. Registration is open for that. Again, the Couch to 5K is just like we say, trying to get you up off of the couch and getting you prepared for a 5K, which is 3.1 miles. That's not until mid-spring. I think it's either May or June. But needless to say, the registration is open for the Couch to 5K program. That's going to be coming up here soon. So please get registered for that. A couple more things. One, we still have time to get those hockey tickets. We've been talking about these hockey tickets for a while.
Right.
They're on sale for $83, and you're saving a lot of money by doing that. The game is February 27th. So you still have a little bit of time for that, Rob. And last but not least, we have the help me out, Rob.
The charcuterie class.
Charcuterie class. I always have a hard time pronouncing that word.
I do too.
We do have a charcuterie board workshop that's going on.
And I'm not guaranteeing I pronounced it right then, LeBron.
me either. But
charcuterie.
Yes. And basically, if you're wondering what that is, that's basically like you see those sausage platters, those cured sausages, the cheese, and the crackers. But we do have a class that's going to be offered February the 26th. It will behoove you to go ahead and get signed up for that because only 10 slots are available. But for more information about all these classes or what's going on, give us a call at 597-1755.
Log on to PersonCountyNC.gov for more information about the Parks and Rec Department of Person County. Now, LeBron, again, this Saturday will be the first bass fishing tournament sponsored by the Person County Parks and Rec Department. It will take place there at Mayo Park. First come, first serve as far as launch times, correct?
That is correct, Rob. As I stated earlier, we already have, I'm pretty sure off the top of my head, a good seven that's already have signed up for it. And I'm pretty sure a lot more will sign up between now and Saturday. And I'm also pretty sure, Rob, that people will be there the morning of to get registered because it's going to be a pretty day. It's the first weekend of the year. A lot of people are starting to, to move out a little bit. Now, March and April, Rob, is usually our busiest tournaments. But we're still expecting a nice crowd for this one right here. And as always, if you're not a fisherman or you just want to come out and bring the kids out, it's just always amazing to see looks on the kids' face. Bring them to that weigh-in. The weigh-in is at 3 o'clock at the boat ramp. So just meet us down there at the boat ramp, and I guarantee you you will enjoy it. The weigh-in is at 3 o'clock, 3:20, we're done. So, we get them in and get them out. But just come look at all the fish they catch out there. Again, that's this Saturday, February 12th.
LeBron, appreciate you coming out and sharing some good news with us this morning.
Yes, you're more than welcome.